Tomorrow.
Or Monday.
Tomorrow's Saturday. Oh, boo-hoo.
Yep. It's going to be a preppy kind of day.
I guess. Prep being the opposite, the operative word.
Yep.
And you know, I found another oxymoron last night that we've had for generations in this country, but it just seems to fit nowadays. And I'm sorry, I'm probably going to offend some people with this, some people who were actually in this position, one in particular, and I really don't want to do this, but, you know, we live in a society of words, and words mean things, and we put words together. Sometimes they fit, sometimes they don't. A lot of them that fit, that are complete opposites of one another, are called oxymorons. Okay, you would think that would pertain to some people, which is true, especially the last part. Anyway, I just thought of one last night. I don't know what made me think of this. It was at the ballpark, because I'm sitting there, you know, and in between batters, I have to watch the game, you know, and or else talk to the people in the room next to me. Or talk to people in the room with me, which we are generations apart, by the way. I mean, I am in there with a group of young people. We are so far apart in dynamics. You just laugh. We just laugh sometimes. They come up with sayings that are today, hip, you know, right now. I have no idea what they're talking about. I say something. They look at me and say, what? Anyway, oxymoron of the day, honest politician. See, even you laughed. That's almost as funny as jumbo shrimp. Now, think about that. Shrimp means little, tiny, peewee, minute. Jumbo means big, like elephant big. Jumbo shrimp, which are really good with the right mix of cocktail sauce.
Yeah, that's... For me, I totally agree. That's what makes shrimp for me, is the cocktail sauce.
And usually, I only get it at Christmas time. I don't buy shrimp regularly. Of course, now, it's probably like $300 a pound.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
So you have to take out a second mortgage to get a package of shrimp. But I usually only partake at Christmas time, which it tastes better that way. And another thing I only really drink at Christmas time is 7-Up. And that's because of our upbringing. We only had soda at Christmas and Easter time, and it was always 7-Up because that's what my mother liked. So that's what you're going to like. We didn't have a choice. You know, we didn't go to the store, Mom, can I have root beer? Mom, can I have Hawaiian Punch? No. But that was always, the Hawaiian Punch was another one. Remember when it used to come in the cans?
Oh, yeah.
Why? And then you had to open it with the rusty can opener, that little triangle part.
Mm-hmm.
And now,
just wanted to down a bunch of that after that rusty can opener
exactly.
Got to it.
And you know what? I got the brainstorm one day to mix the two together. 7-Up and Hawaiian Punch. Oh. It's actually a pretty good
and
drink.
Then someone stole your idea and started to actually bottle that.
Yeah. I know. I could have been a zillionaire. I could have retired at 20.
Dang.
Blew that opportunity. But I enjoy that combination, but I don't really, you know, I can buy it any day of the year. And I don't know why I don't, because it is very, it's refreshing, number one, and it's a great taste. And actually, you know what's even better with Hawaiian Punch is ginger ale.
Mm-hmm.
And throw some fruit slices in there, maybe orange or a lemon. Don't put a lime in there. Lime is awful. Blah. So anyway...
But then again, wasn't 7-Up lemon lime?
Yeah, I know. But that's the only lemon lime drink I can stomach.
Don't like Sprite?
Sprite, eh. You know what one used to really be cool as a kid? Was Team.
Mm.
Remember that?
Oh, absolutely.
In the little green bottles, the 7-ounce bottles. My aunt, who used to live up the street, she used to get a case of the 7-ounce Pepsi bottles. The 24-case... package that came in the actual wooden cases,
mm-hmm.
and had 24 7-ounce bottles of Pepsi. And my grandmother used to get a case of Team.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the soda guy used to come through the neighborhoods like everybody used to.
Mm-hmm.
And we
now
know
you have to go to them.
Yeah. Now, you know what we got when he came through? Nothing. Because we only drank soda twice a year. which for me, I just thought, okay, that's the norm then. And, you know, but we never had soda for supper. We never had milk for supper. You know, you see a lot of TV programs, especially the TV programs that we grew up with, that a lot of folks drink milk with their meals, particularly lunch and supper. I don't do that. I don't drink milk with any meal unless it's breakfast. I can handle that. But, like, for supper, we never had, you know what I used to really like? They have the frozen concentrated orange juice. It was called
Donald Duck?
Well, along those lines. But that was kind of...
Donald Duck was horrible.
That was kind of...
Jeez, oh man.
That was kind of like Squirt. And I love Squirt. The soda that's kind of...
Grapefruity,
yeah. And that's what kind of Donald Duck orange juice was like. But they had the frozen orange juice in the 12-ounce can that we took out of a... We used to make orange... I forget what it was called, but it was really good. It was orange juice. And we used to make that, and I think we drank a lot of that with nighttime meals, which is called supper.
You know, another thing that used to go into that holiday punch, sherbet.
No, we never did that.
You never did the sherbet.
No, we never did the sherbet. Mm-hmm. No. I don't think I would like that too much.
Yeah, well, it was a part of that holiday concoction that people used to come up with. So
no, yeah, it was just 7-Up for us, and then the Hawaiian Punch came along. And we used to make the frozen lemonade too out of the same. I don't know if they still sell that concentrate that's frozen. Yeah. But I would love to get that, because if you sit it out, it turns to liquid, and it's much easier to make. But instead, I used to stand there. Why, I don't know. You stand there with the can over the pitcher, and you squeeze it, and it comes out. Yeah. Boom. And then
water in there, it goes.
Yeah. And then you have to, it takes you half an hour to stir it to break up all the orange juice. Why wouldn't you just let the orange juice melt a little bit, the concentrate? But it was so good. And we had that a lot. But, and we never.
I was going to say, our family did this thing. I don't know if you remember over there near the Greenwood section of Altoona, the Knee-High bottling plant used to be there. And they sold the syrup that was used, like, for making a particular drink. And our family go buy these gallon jugs of, and we had Knee-High orange. I don't know why we never had any other flavor, but we always had Knee-High orange. And there was, like, this monthly trip. We didn't have Kool-Aid. We didn't have any of that stuff. We had Knee-High orange because everything was self-contained. It was obviously, since it's syrup, mm-hmm. and the sugar's already added.
Yep.
And so that was what we did. We had orange Knee-High syrup. We'd put it in water, and it was okay. But when you have it every day, it gets old.
Well, it probably came cheap. And like you said, it was self-contained, so that made it easy.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody could make it.
Right.
But no, we never did that either. And you know, actually, as a kid, I remember a lot of the meals that my mom prepared, because moms at that time ran the household. They did everything. And I remember a lot of the meals growing up, but I don't remember a lot what we drank, because none of us drank water.
Mm-hmm.
Why, I don't know. But we never drank water, but I can't remember actually as a kid until I got to be a teenager. Then it was pretty much water was just no. That was just a plain flat out no. I'm not drinking water, especially if it come out of the spigot.
Ooh.
Spigot, as we used to call it. Hey, turn on the spigot.
That's spelled S-P-I-C-K-E-T.
That's correct.
Spigot. S-P-I-G-O-T is some weird French spelling of spigot.
Now, here's the funny thing about kids. I don't know if you did this, but as I just said, we never sat down to a formal meal with glasses of water. But yet, what did we do when we were outside and bored? We drank from the garden hose. Now, does that make sense? We wouldn't drink water that was either in the fridge, and we didn't have bottled water at the time.
Well, so, you know, there's other things like that. I've known people that would never have beer in their house.
Oh,
But if they were out at an establishment that sold it, then they'd have, you know, either on tap or maybe they get a bottle. And but they never, you'd never know because they never drank any beer at home.
Oh, my dad did. My dad loved his beer, and he loved wine too. Of course, we all made the, my relatives made their wine mostly, but my dad liked to drink beer. You know, he tried to fit in with the Germans up on Dutch Hill.
You know, yeah, you kind of get indoctrinated.
So all they drank was beer. And so he had friends, and, you know, being embroiled in the Booch way he was a president of the Booch for my entire lifetime.
And there was beer there.
Oh, there was lots of beer there. And and lots of people came in and drank lots of beer. And we had it at home, and he was the only one that drank beer. My mother was not a beer drinker. She was a mixed drink. She liked...
she was a cocktail person.
She actually, her drink of choice probably was 7 and 7, because every Saturday night growing up as a kid, my father would make her a tall drink on Saturday nights, and it was whiskey and 7-Up and maraschino cherries.
Ah,
in there, and it was every Saturday night when my mother was not working at Lena's, or after. Actually, she even had that when she came home late at night. Saturday was her latest night. But yeah, we had beer, and we had, of course, we had wine. My grandfather and my uncle were the next two houses up, and they made all the wine. Oh boy, especially my Uncle John, he made it really good. Mm. And of course, we couldn't drink it because it was. And if you let it sit, if you let homemade Italian wine sit for a while, it really turns to jet fuel. I'm telling you. You said let it sit long enough, you can make grappa from it. Grappa is a strong derivative of wine. I mean, literally jet fuel. You could. It is so warm going down, but it is so potent. I mean, even a sip will get your attention. A sip of grappa will get your attention. Because when you swallow it, a lot of times you can feel when you swallow liquid, you can feel it going down your gullet.
You know, I get that especially either one of two ways. Either it's cold out and you drink something warm, or it's warm out and you drink something cold.
Absolutely. Well, you take this grappa. You don't do it like a shot. Oh, no. You would need AMED at that point. You take it and sip it. And you can feel it going down and you're thinking, oh, my God.
What did I just
do? It was just a drop. So be careful if somebody offers you grappa during the holidays. I know one person who still makes it in town, and I'd like to get some.
Ooh.
Maybe I'll, not now, for the holidays. Maybe I'll have to look him up.
That's okay. Just drop by the station with your grappa, knock on the door, and Ooh. Come on in and say, this is for Rich.
Oh, that would be sweet.
And then he can share with us.
Well, and I would, because I want to see everybody's response. I want to see how people go, oh,
it burns.
Well, no, it's not actually kind of warm. It gives you a warm and fuzzy feeling until it hits your brain.
It's a different kind of fuzzy
then.
Cloudy and cool, periods of rain this afternoon, 56 for a high. Tonight, rain in 46. This is the AccuWeather forecast. Breezy, colder, rain on the motto. A 49-degree high. Then on Sunday, it warms up dramatically. 21 degrees, as a matter of fact. Couple of showers and 70. Then on Monday, 71, 69 on Tuesday. A nice, beautiful, sunny day. 49, mostly cloudy. At 6:31, it's WRTA Mornings.
I'm back to doing what I love and more. Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Don't let bad feet stop you from being active and getting healthy. Trade in your bad feet for good feet at the Good Feet Store.
Resetting your password. Unsubscribing from emails. Printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Find out more today at High Street Gingrich Insurance Agency, Altoona.
Hey, make your way to Curve. The weekend at PNG Field is about to get loud. Friday, May 22nd, it's a PA Continentals game presented by mental health sponsors. History, baseball, and a whoopie pie giveaway from Shirley's Cookies. Saturday, it's Halloween at the ballpark. Costumes, chaos, and a full-on costume contest. Stick around for Halloween-themed fireworks thanks to Gorilla House Gym, Olinger Brothers, Breeze Line, and the PA Army National Guard. Sunday, we go full send. It's Inflatable Costume Day. Wear it, bounce it, live it. Bounce through the ballpark in your best inflatable fit, plus an inflatable bat giveaway from Powerhouse Subs. Get your tickets today at altoonacurve.com, calling 877-99-CURVE, or stopping by the PNG Field box office. Make your way to Curve PA today!
Hey, make your way to Curve PA!
Lunch was great, but this traffic is awful.
Can we stop at a bathroom?
Are you all right?
I keep having stomach issues after eating, like diarrhea, gas and bloating, abdominal pain, and sometimes oily stools.
Sound familiar? Those stomach issues may actually be a pancreas issue called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Creon pancrolipase may help manage EPI. Creon is a prescription medicine used to treat people who can't digest food normally because their pancreas doesn't make enough enzymes.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you are allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon. Call 800-633-9110 or visit creoninfo.com to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
I'm asking my doctor about EPI and if Creon could help.
See and hear what referee Rich and Dave Shannon really think with WRTA Plus. Now back to WRTA Mornings with referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
News. I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump announcing that the U.S. will send an additional 5,000 American troops to Poland comes after he recently ordered the withdrawal of 5,000 U.S. troops from Germany after Chancellor Friedrich Merz criticized the U.S.'s conflict with Iran. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will be attending a NATO foreign minister meeting in Sweden today. President Trump has been threatening to pull the U.S. from the alliance. NASCAR legend Kyle Busch has died at the age of 41.
It was announced earlier Thursday that Busch was hospitalized as a result of severe illness. He pulled out of this weekend's Coca-Cola 600 from Charlotte, which was going to be the first time in more than a decade that Busch missed a Cup Series race.
Fox's Jay Berman. AAA estimates a record 39.1 million Americans will drive 50 miles this Memorial Day weekend. America's listening to Fox News.
And cloudy at 636, Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. A partnership of local organizations in Altoona is seeking artists to transform 20 boarded-up window panels on the historic Gables building into murals ahead of major summer events like the celebration of America's 250th birthday, which Donald Trump will get blamed for, and the arrival of the Big Boy steam engine. Project aims to beautify the site during its transition under the Altoona Blair County Development Corporation with artist appreciations or applications. And appreciations due by June 3rd, a $150 stipend offered to selected participants. To apply, go to artsaltoona.org. Local police officers and Special Olympians braved cold rain yesterday to carry the flame of hope through Altoona, completing a segment of the 150-mile law enforcement torch run designed to raise awareness for the upcoming Special Olympic Summer Games. Now in its 15th year, the three-day, 53-leg statewide event brought together 300-plus officers to promote inclusion and support athletes ahead of the June 4th through 6th competition at Penn State. Three-vehicle crash involving a Penns Valley school bus yesterday afternoon near Center Hall resulted in one injury and temporary road closures. The incident happened around 3 p.m. on Route 45 involving five students and is currently under investigation by state police. Police have arrested a 21-year-old man in connection with a drive-by shooting in the Moxham section of Johnstown while the search continues for a second. Tamir Branham is currently in custody following Tuesday's shots-fired incident along Highland Avenue. Law enforcement officers are still actively searching for 20-year-old Michaela Porcher, who remains large. Investigators noted that a white two-door BMW matching the description of the vehicle seen at the crime registered to Porcher. An investigation, as investigators pursue her, county officials say remain vigilant and be aware of surroundings. Clearfield County District Attorney Ryan Sayers has deemed alleged threats against Clearfield borough officials unfounded, stating a police review found only a vulgar message directed at a council member rather than a threat. Despite this finding, borough officials closed administrative offices for 2 days and canceled a council meeting following initial concerns for staff safety. 62-year-old Northern Cambria man has been jailed following a bomb threat that he allegedly made at the Hiram G. Andrews Center in Upper Yoder Township on May 7th, which forced a mass evacuation and disrupted activities for 250 students. Authorities say that Lynn Morley confessed to making the threat because his food stamps were cut off, resulting in felony charges. He's been placed in the Cambria County Prison in lieu of $25,000 bail. The rape and sexual assault trial of two former Penn State football players, Jameel Lyons and Kavion Keys, is now scheduled for June 1st in Centre County after a new court order from Judge Brian Marshall. The two were scheduled for trial back in March, but the judge denied a request to sever the cases, meaning both will stand trial together following a 2024 incident involving a 17-year-old girl. Both Lyons and Keys were dismissed from the team after those charges were filed. Number of first-time filings for unemployment are increasing across Pennsylvania, according to the U.S. Department of Labor, which says for the week ending May 16th, there were over 9,800 first-time filings in the state, which is more than the week prior. A new survey is revealing at what age Pennsylvanians reach peak life satisfaction. We had to dig deep for this one. The report released by Cherry Data Signals, which is an insights and survey platform. Boy, I've been waiting. I woke up to this one this morning. Man, I said, I hope we get that report today. It says that on average, Americans reach peak life satisfaction at the age of 52. Wow. Guess we are not at peak anymore.
Waving at that.
Rear view. It's like the Grand Canyon trying to look from end to end. Those surveyed were asked to consider their happiness across several parts of life, including career, family, friendships, romantic relationships, a home life, and overall direction of their lives, which they've taken. Pennsylvanians reported reaching peak life satisfaction at 50. Didn't I just say that?
I think so.
Repeat. U.S. Postal Service is asking Yuns to maintain Yuns' mailboxes. This week is National Mailbox Improvement. National Mailbox Improvement Week. I missed that PSA. And officials encourage residents to address any mailbox deficiencies or obstructions to make deliveries more efficient. USPS says properly maintained mailboxes help to ensure parcels and packages aren't lost, damaged, or even stolen. Residents should replace loose hinges on mailbox doors, add house numbers, and ensure mailbox posts are sturdy. And there's another story about gas prices that I am just not going to read. 641, now Dave has the sports.
Well, a nice comeback for the Pittsburgh Pirates. After they dropped the first game of the series against St. Louis, they grabbed the next two going out of town after a 6-2 win yesterday afternoon. Brandon Lowe hit his team-leading 13th home run for the Bucs, and Henry Davis connected for his third of the season. Braxton Ashcraft with seven strong innings, yielding just two runs with nine strikeouts. That's kind of ace-type numbers. The Bucs are in Toronto for the weekend. Bubba Chandler will be on the mound tonight with the first pitch slated for 7:07 on 96.1 Hank FM. Meanwhile, another wild game at PNG Field last night. Let's find out what happened.
With the Altoona Curve Report, this is John Moses. The Curve rallied for a 7-6 win in 10 innings. Their first win this season when trailing after 7. Curve trailed 5-2 until they scored three times in the 8th inning. Caner Delgado tied the game with a 2-run double in the 8th. And then after that, placed runner crossed home in the 10th against Alessandro Ercolani. The Curve rallied right back in the bottom half of the 10th. Javier Rivas tied the game with an RBI single. And then with the bases loaded, two scores and drew a walk to bring home the winning run in the 7-6 win over Erie. Series continues Friday night here in Curve, PA. Right-hander Peyton Stumbo slated to take the ball for Altoona. First pitch slated for 6 o'clock. With the Altoona Curve Report, this is John Moses.
Pause for dramatic effect. That'll be right here on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA. Stellars returning to La Trobe for training camp again. This will mark the 59th summer. The Stellars will hold camp at St. Vincent College. Camp is slated to begin July 29th with the entire team reporting by the 28th. That includes Aaron, or Arrogant as some call him. The LA Rams have extended quarterback Matthew Stafford by 1 year on his contract, but it was worth it. The team announced that the extension will be worth $55 million to the veteran signal caller, and that'll keep Stafford in LA through next season as well, 2027. Chicago Bears could be a thing of the past. The team has announced they're actively seeking to build a new stadium in either suburban Illinois or in Hammond, Indiana. Bears officials have said repeatedly that they have tried to work out a deal with the city of Chicago. There's no land available to build on, apparently. The Hammond Bears. That just has no ring to it at all. What will 11 days off get you? A rough start to the Eastern Conference Finals, that's what. Montreal blitzed Carolina for 4 unanswered goals in the first period of their series opener last night and walked off with a 6-2 win. The Canes got as close as 4-2 in the second period. They had no answer for Montreal's speed. Game 2 tomorrow night. Tonight, it's Game 2 in the Western Conference Final. Vegas looks to go up 2-0 on the heavily favored Colorado Avalanche. District 6 baseball. 3A semifinal Phillipsburg over Richland. 11-1. Double-A semis. It was Bellwood edging Bishop McCourt 4-3, and Mount Union defeated Westmont 4-0. Single-A semifinal. Claysburg topped Northern Cambria 3-1. In softball, 5A championship, Mifflin County beat Central Mountain 14-10. 4A championship, Bellefonte beat Juniata 5-2. Double-A semifinal, West Shamokin blanked West Branch 10-0. Single-A semis, it was Juniata Valley over Conemaugh Valley 9-4. Claysburg over Purchase Line 5-4. Baseball today, AAA semifinal, Tyrone at Bald Eagle, and single-A semifinal, Homer Center at Juniata Valley. 49, mostly cloudy, 645 WRTA mornings.
Energy decisions affect your rates and tax dollars every day. That's why Energy Matters Let's Talk brings you trusted energy information impacting Center, Blair, and counties across Pennsylvania. Join us every second Thursday of the month for conversations that affect you and your communities. Energy Matters. Let's talk, because we're talking about what affects you the most. Sponsored by the Conservative Energy Network of Pennsylvania and Land and Liberty Coalition of Pennsylvania.
I'm Dorothy Colony with Colony Realty Group Limited, and I can list your home for 2.5% commission.
I'm Cinnamon Colony Chapman with Colony Realty Group Limited, and I can list your home for a 2.5% commission.
Let us put our combined 60-plus years of real estate experience to work for you.
We can work together to sell your home so you get two for the price of one. Call Colony Realty Group Limited, the key to your new home.
ColonyRealtyGroup.com.
If you're struggling to hear conversations, TV, or the people you love, now there's an easier, more affordable solution without spending thousands. Audion Hearing makes high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98, free shipping, and dedicated one-on-one support in the comfort of your own home. No doctor's offices, no pressure. Clearer hearing delivered right to your door. Join over 1 million happy customers hearing life more clearly. Visit AudienHearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9600. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A couple of fresh readings on the economy are released today. Consumer sentiment for May from the University of Michigan and the Conference Board's assessment of the economy in April leading indicators. The new Fed Chair Kevin Warsh is expected to be sworn in today. Economist Stephanie Pomboy says his effort to lower interest rates is not just more complicated because of higher oil prices. The artificial intelligence boom has created more energy demand.
While obviously the Iran situation and the on-off, you know, it's over, it's not over, is causing volatility in the oil prices, the fact is that the energy complex was marching higher on this AI-driven CapEx boom we've been living in before we even went into Iran.
Also today, earnings from BJ's Wholesale Club. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
My doctor said I could use something called a biosimilar. Then she told me what it is.
A biosimilar is a type of biologic medication. Just like brand name drugs have generic versions, original biologics can have biosimilars.
So I asked what the benefits are and if they work the same.
Biosimilars have the same safety, effectiveness, and quality as the original biologic. They also offer more medication options at potentially more competitive prices.
My doctor said I could learn more at fda.gov/biosimilar.
See referee Rich and Dave Shannon's pre-show workout sessions with WRTA Plus. Now you've got WRTA Mornings on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
All right, it is WRTA Mornings. It is Friday, May 22nd.
Lots of texts here.
Oh, goody.
All right, let's first check in with Dave, who sent in, the only thing people dislike more than a lying politician is an honest one. We also heard a number of things about drinks from growing up. Ray chimed in with Tang.
Yeah, and you know what? That was kind of a... I guess it was kind of a specialty drink because we had like one jar every 3 years.
And it was designed for astronauts, as I recall.
And then they come out with purple Tang.
Ooh, never had that.
Grape.
Never had that. Let's see. Oh, yes. Someone chimed in. I was talking about the syrup that we got at the knee-high joint. And he reminded me of Lemon Blend.
Oh, is that like summer blend?
No, actually, the lemon blend is much tastier. So anyway, they used to have the gallon jugs of blend drink mix. What else did we have on drinks? We heard from Randy. He said his mom liked apricot, or is it apricot? We don't know.
Oh, it's apricot.
I thought it was apricot. Anyway, apricot nectar in a big can.
Boy, that sounds yummy. Hey, get the can of apricot. Come on, Randy. Don't give us fodder like that. No, keep giving it to us.
And then we got another one in. What age do we have peak life disappointment? Hmm. Just asking for two radio friends.
Okay. Oh, ha, ha.
So there you go. 814-946-0435. If you do have something that you'd like to text us based on what we are talking about. It is Friday as we begin the first summer weekend. This is a summer blend weekend.
Summer blend weekend, official start to the summer.
If we still had that lemon blend, you know, drink stuff, then we could have had a summer blend weekend.
That's
where
right,
we gave away bottles of, you know, blend.
Summer blend.
Yeah, see? But we don't have that.
Because nobody makes it no more.
Because blend isn't around.
Oh.
Except in the refineries, apparently. So there. That's what's going on. Curve wrap up their weekend series, their full week series, but this weekend. And a lot of interesting things going on. The bubble bouncy costume thing is going to be interesting, that is, because there is an inflatable bat giveaway. Wonder how that's going to go.
Well, let's ask Dry Run. How's that going to go?
How's what going to do?
See, you're not even paying attention.
Yeah.
No, I was watching somebody.
Don't tell us.
Now.
It's a family show.
Nobody mentioned Moxie.
Ooh. Well, and why would we?
Ooh.
That had to be that's the worst drink that mankind ever came up with. Moxie was horrible.
No, it wasn't. They put it in gas stations. You could put it in your battery in case the acid level was low.
Well, you could do that with Coke or Pepsi, too. So.
Well, Moxie could take the shine off any car.
Well, that's true. You could take the shine off of your stomach. Jeez. Yeah.
And then let's not forget Duquesne beer.
Oh, yeah, have a Duke.
And in case you guys aren't aware of it, most of the bricks that were laid on 2nd Avenue in Altoona
were laid by people that were drinking Moxie?
No.
Oh, okay.
They were Duquesne bricks.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then we had the beer that the Pittsburgh beer, what was it? Hey, Mabel, Black Label.
Black Label beer.
Black Label beer. I'm sure your father would have known about that.
Now, my dad, I'll tell you what, my dad was Ballantyne.
Oh.
And what was the Stegmeier?
Oh, ring a ding ding, dude, the Stegmeier thing.
That was imported beer. Always in New York.
Well, my dad lived high off the hog.
Okay, well, I'm going to go find me some Moxie and pull in my gas tank.
Oh, man.
Sounds refreshing.
Yeah. It's a multi-use liquid.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, see you. Okay. Heard from Laureen. She talked about when she was a kid, there was a little store in Lakemont that had Sanders Pop.
Well, I remember that.
They had all kinds of flavors, and one was mint ginger.
Ooh.
Sanders mint ginger.
Mint ginger?
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah, it is. Thanks, Laureen. 814-946-0435 is the number to text in if you would like to do that, and we will be sure to mention it on the air. AccuWeather. Because we missed the recorded one. Cloudy and cool with periods of rain this afternoon. High of 56. Rain tonight and 46. 49 tomorrow. Breezy and colder. Real great kickoff for the holiday weekend. However, Sunday, things warm up, even though there will be a couple of showers. A high of 70. On Monday, 71. More showers possible. Tuesday, no mention of any precipitation. Clouds followed by a brightening sky, 69. Sounds like a gorgeous day on Tuesday. 49, mostly cloudy, just in time for you to go back to work. 6:55 WRTA mornings.
Since 1973, Russell Tire has been serving Altoona with quality tires from brands like Goodyear, Michelin, Cooper, and more. Russell Tire is now owned and managed by T&L Moore Enterprise. They strive to deliver the same great products and services you've come to expect, whether it's repairs, services, or inspection for your car, truck, and motorcycle. They also, of course, offer tire installation. Russell Tire is a Napa Auto Care Center. Be sure to give them a call now at 814-944-9386. Russell Tire is located at 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, online at RussellTireAltoona.com, or on Facebook.
I've always wanted to learn French, but the app I tried didn't help.
If you want to memorize words in another language, there's an app for that. But if you want to really learn another language, there's Babbel. Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different. Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Babbel feels like it was created intentionally by people who really know what you need to learn another language. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Want to really learn another language? Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com to save up to 50%. BABBEL.com.
ransomware hackers have changed the rules. Since more companies and individuals are saying, no thanks, we're not paying, the crooks are switching tactics. I'm Kim Komando for WebRoot. WebRoot Essentials Antivirus protects your devices without slowing you down. Right now, get 62% off at webroot.com/Kim. Instead of locking your files, ransomware hackers steal them first and then threaten to leak your most sensitive data if you don't cough up the cash. Forget frozen spreadsheets. They're going after your secrets, your emails, videos, contracts, medical info, chats, and anything to embarrass you or wreck your business. And they're not bluffing. Some groups are setting up public leak sites to shame you into paying. So here's what you need to do. Back up your files to an external hard drive. That way you can restore without paying a dime. Most ransomware sneaks in through old vulnerabilities. Keep everything updated. Be careful clicking any links in any email or direct messages. You just have to be smarter than that. Sign up for my free newsletter right now at getkim.com. I've tried a lot of antivirus software over the years, and when something better comes along, I switch. That's why I've moved to WebRoot Essentials. WebRoot Essentials is a cloud-based AI-powered antivirus app that was designed to evolve with today's threats. It's fast, lightweight protection that works across all my devices without slowing me down. If you need another reason to switch, get this. WebRoot Essentials recently ranked number one in independent Passmark performance studies against 9 other brands like Norton, McAfee, and even Microsoft Defender. The study found that WebRoot Essentials scans 6 times faster, uses far less memory, and takes up 33% less space on your computer. I've seen the difference WebRoot has made for my devices, and now you can too. My listeners get 62% off WebRoot Essentials at webroot.com/Kim. Get the number one ranked antivirus protection for just $19 a year right now at webroot.com/Kim, webroot.com/Kim. Go now while you're thinking about it, webroot.com/Kim.
All right, I'm going to go open the door while I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, George will come in. He'll have food.
Yeah.
That's the end of the war.
The voice of Blair County.
The opinions I trust.
Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. WRTA Altoona, a service of Lightner Communications.
There is slight progress. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Secretary of State Marco Rubio says this morning in the talks with Iran trying to work out a nuclear deal as President Trump threatens to resume bombing. Rubio at a NATO gathering in Sweden, also critical of Iran blocking shipping in the Strait of Hormuz, considering charging tolls.
There is not a country in the world that should accept that. I don't know of a country in the world that's in favor of it except Iran.
A bill aiming to limit the president's military actions in Iran is on hold in the House after Republicans delayed a vote, angering Democrats who called it cowardly. And the Senate has also left D.C. for a Memorial Day break after shelving other legislation to fund immigration, enforcement, and border patrol in part because of the new $1.8 billion Trump compensation fund for people who believe they were targeted by the Biden Justice Department. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports some Republicans pushed back.
Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt told Fox's Chad Pergram some had questions about its scope.
I mean, look, I'm very comfortable with the idea that people who've been wronged by their government, as a lawyer, I feel comfortable that been wronged by their government should have some sort of redress.
But disagreements led to the Senate GOP saying they need to start all over again on reconciliation. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer reacted.
The only way for Republicans to get out of this box is to stop backing the slush fund. Stop pushing the ballroom.
Referencing the president's controversial White House ballroom under construction, the Senate's considering $1 billion worth of security. NASCAR fans and drivers are mourning the death of Kyle Busch, one of the winningest drivers of all time, who had just won a truck race last week. Thomas Annunziata just told Fox.
I think Denny Hamlin said it correct. I mean, we lost to Kobe Bryant of our sport, so it's unbelievable.
Kyle Busch was only 41 years old. He'd fallen ill a few days ago and was hospitalized. No cause of death has been given. Kyle Busch's older brother, Kurt, is a NASCAR Hall of Famer. America's listening to Fox News.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. If someone talked you into buying something really silly, and you want to get out of that silly little thing, my advice, get the facts. Call me, and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit absolutely free. Inside, you'll learn how timeshare works and all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-809-7171. That's 800-809-7171.
Secretary of State Rubio at that NATO gathering in Sweden is at a time when President Trump's been very critical of the alliance, not doing enough to help the U.S. in the Iran conflict, but he is backing one NATO member.
The president says because of the election of Poland's president, Karol Nawrocki, the U.S. is sending an additional 5,000 troops to the country. Poland is a NATO member, sharing borders with Ukraine and the Russian enclave of Kaliningrad. President Trump's announcement of additional U.S. forces deploying to Poland appears to reverse an earlier announcement from the Pentagon that a 5,000 troop deployment would be delayed as the Trump administration considers reducing the force posture in Europe. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Earlier this month, the Pentagon announced it would remove 5,000 troops from Germany. A woman who was fired in Florida over her comments about the assassination of conservative leader Charlie Kirk last year wins a settlement.
The state's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission booted Brittany Brown after she reposted a meme on her Instagram account that claimed Kirk wouldn't care about children being shot in their classrooms. Brown sued, seeking reinstatement. She and the agency settling the suit Thursday for $485,000, which covers back pay, damages, and attorney costs. As part of the deal, Brown agreed not to seek future employment at the agency. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after gains. The Dow rose 276 points. In the NBA,
Eastern Conference Finals, game number 2, the Knicks just don't lose.
The follow missed. Brunson comes out of the pack. 2-on-1 break. Brunson to the basket. Banks it home. Timeout, Cavs. The lead is up to 17.
ESPN on the call. New York beats Cleveland 109-93 to grab a 2-0 series lead. That's 9 consecutive playoff wins for the Knicks. A franchise record.
Fox's Jay Berman on the ice. Montreal took the opening game of the NHL Eastern Conference final, beating Carolina 6-2. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
It was a good night for Josh Hart and the Knicks.
Brunson sets a screen. Brunson gets Strus up near the top of the key. 5-to-shoot crossover left hand. Kicks it to Hart. Left corner 3. Got another one. Josh Hart, the sniper of the night. 5-for-10 from downtown. He's got 24 points and the Knicks lead by 16.
You heard it all on the Knicks radio network. He ended with 26 points, which was a playoff career high, and the Knicks defeated the Cavs 109-93. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Canadiens outscored the Hurricanes 6-2 in Game 1 of the East Final, handing Carolina their first loss of the postseason. In baseball, the Blue Jays blanked the Yankees 2-0. Diamondbacks have won 5 in a row after walking it off against the Rockies. 2-1 was the final score, and the A's held on 3-2 against the Angels. In the NFL, reigning MVP Matthew Stafford and the Rams have reached an agreement on a 1-year contract extension.
Count on us for the latest updates around the clock from around the world.
Hi, I listen to you just about every day.
I'm listening to you continually.
Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA is your home for Altoona Curve Baseball all summer long. Hi, this is John Moses, and I hope you'll join us throughout the season as my partner Preston Shoemaker and I tell the stories of the next wave of Pirates stars throughout the season. Can't make it to a game at People's Natural Gas Field? Then join us here on the Curve Radio Network, flown by Contour Airlines on Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
The last class of the day for my student-athletes isn't English, science, or math. It's school sports, where the number one priority is teaching, just like every other classroom. As their coach, I help them grow as leaders and become better people, preparing them for the game and, more importantly, for life. That's why the best wins are the lessons they learn, which will impact them long after their playing days are over. Encourage your student to participate in school sports.
This message presented by the PIAA and the Pennsylvania State Athletic Directors Association.
Saturday morning on WRTA Weekend at 10 from WRTA's Open Mic with Dr. John McGinnis, Dave Scott about Voices of Valor, May 30th at the Blair County Convention Center to support the Central Pennsylvania American History Museum. Plus, Dads and Grads Tech with Innovation Insider Steve Greenberg. At 11, Colony Realty Group Limited, Money Talks with Dorothy Colony and Cinnamon Colony Chapman. This is Doug Herendeen. Join us Saturdays 10 to noon on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240, WRTA, WRTA.com, and on the free Leitner Radio app.
This is Pastor Gary Dull of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona inviting you to join me each Sunday morning at 7:30 for the Voice of Faith broadcast right here on WRTA. During the program, we will hear some God-honoring music and a practical message from the Word of God as we prepare our hearts to worship God in spirit and in truth with others of like precious faith in the local church on the Lord's Day. That is the Voice of Faith broadcast every Sunday morning at 7:30 right here on WRTA.
Fox on Tech.
You don't like those new instants on Instagram? You can turn them off. Meta's Instagram debuted a new feature this week that not everybody is excited about. They're called instants, and it is a quick way to snap a photo and share it through a special kind of feed that evaporates quickly. Meta intended it as a way for users to quickly share moments as they happen, but there are some people now complaining the app feature is causing them to inadvertently share photos they'd rather not the world get to see. That's because tapping the shutter button within the instance puts that photo right on the feed. There is an undo feature, but most users seem to be missing it. So to prevent any mishaps, one can tap their three-line menu, get to Content Preferences, and choose Hide Instance in Inbox. Not only will you no longer see the feature, you will also no longer see instance sent to you by other users. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
I'm Bill Hemmer, and these are the most impactful moments in American history. From paper towels to taxidermied animals, you can buy just about anything your heart desires on Amazon. But before becoming a more than $2 trillion company it is today, Amazon sold only one thing: books. In 1994, when the World Wide Web was still in its infancy, Jeff Bezos created the online retailer from his Bellevue, Washington garage. Before long, Amazon changed the face of the retail industry. It redefined how consumers click, how packages are shipped, and how stores operate. The online bookstore became a tech giant, one that continues to change how we shop today. For more on this impactful moment in history or our other podcasts, go to foxnewspodcast.com. I'm Bill Hemmer, Fox News.
Wendy Bell.
To the president and his message to the State of the Union and how he goaded the Democrats into literally a trap.
If you agree with this statement, then stand up and show your support. First duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens.
It blinded them and they walked into the trap. And now they're hanging upside down in some ratty net, wondering what the hell happened.
Wendy Bell is America's anchor mom.
Weeknights at 9 on WRTA.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every week. Because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here, Sundays from 5 to 7 on 98.5 WRTA.
Bill Cunningham here, the great American. Every Sunday night with guest commentaries, phone calls, and more, we expose political obfuscation, ridiculous immigration policies, and absurd government spending that causes more problems than it solves. The great American experiment continues as we fight like warrior poets for the soul of this great country of ours. Be part of this action every Sunday night with the great American Bill Cunningham. Call in. Let you and I work it all out. I am a great American.
Sunday nights at 10 on WRTA. Your 24/7 rolling news station with real-time updates.
But the real problem that we have in this country is that many people have voluntarily exited the workforce.
We have concerns about national security risk. Obviously, something like this should never happen.
WRTA.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today will be cloudy and cool with periods of rain in the afternoon, reaching a high of 56.
tonight. Expect rain with a low of 46. Tomorrow will be breezy and colder with rain, making for a raw and dreary start to the holiday weekend. Travel conditions may be poor with ponding on roads, and the high temperature will be 49. Sunday will be cloudy and warmer with a couple of showers, reaching a high of 70. Monday will be cloudy with a chance of a couple of showers and a high of 71. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Okay, thank you, AI Joe. 49 and cloudy in the news. Artists are being sought for a Gables building project. Special Olympians and police run through Altoona with their yearly Run with the Torch, which is a really cool event. And a school bus crash in Center County injures one person. Details coming up in sports. Pirates and Curve both win. Yesterday was one of those days for me. It was a triple delightful day. Actually, a quadruple delightful day because the Canadiens won last night. The Curve and the Pirates both win, and we have some NFL news. The Hammond Bears? Get used to that name. All right, all that's coming up, and it's Friday. You know what that means.
Welcome to hour number two of America's favorite morning talk show.
Good morning. You guys do a fantastic job.
Well, maybe Altoona's favorite.
Okay.
Well, maybe the guy that lives in Dry Run with his rooster, Bob. Here's WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
Forgot to play that last hour, so that's why I brought it back for this hour, but I bring it back every second hour on Friday. Welcome. It's Friday. It is May 22nd.
Yeah, we aren't going back.
I have a friend in Myrtle Beach celebrating a birthday today. His name is Randy Kettner, and he is not there yet, but he's right at the line. He has one more mile to go, so you know what age he is. George, welcome. It's Friday.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey there.
Hey.
Anything special with the restaurant? You close Sunday? You close?
We'll be closed Monday for Monday. Memorial Day. Okay. Yeah. Close Monday. Everything else will be normal.
Yeah.
So we've had a pretty busy week this week. I had one of my, it was not one of my, but it was our biggest catering event we ever had to do on a breakfast. So.
Whoa.
That went pretty well. We did that on Wednesday. We did 275 people for breakfast.
Yikes.
Yeah. So ready to eat by 8:30. So, you know, that was an early morning.
Whoa. Have you recovered from that one?
Yeah, I have. It was ready to eat by 8:30 with that. And it was about a 20 minute drive
From the restaurant.
Yeah. So,
wow.
You know, that was a pretty early morning.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think I got up around 4, but it all went well. You know, it was good. Biggest one, like I was telling the people we did it for, you're always like hesitant to do stuff like that because you want to make sure it goes well. But you always, you know, I'm always like to try to push the envelope and see what we really can do.
What you can do, yeah.
And yeah, it went really well. It was nice.
So, good, yeah. Good. Hey, was talking about drinks earlier,
mm-hmm.
and one of the things that I'll ask you as a restaurateur, is there anything to the idea, and I was talking to you about it, when you get a drink at a restaurant, sometimes, and I'm talking about soda pop.
Yeah.
When you get a soda pop at a restaurant, sometimes you can't replicate that. You can buy it in the store, and it has the same name on it, and it's bottled somewhere, but it's not the same as what you get at the restaurant. Right. Now, what makes that happen?
Well, I mean, I think there's a number of different things. Whether when you say it's not the same, are you saying it's better or worse, or it could be both?
Well,
it could be either one.
In your case, out of the blue one day, I decided to have a root beer with breakfast. Figure that out. Anyway, your root beer was just like, well, I got to have some of this. And I sort of figured you had mug because of the other products that you have as far as soda goes. And so I went out and bought two bottles of mug, and I was severely disappointed.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's no there the machines that you have, there's what they call bricks, and you can change that and tweak it, and it gets, you know, they should be serviced, and they come in and they check the ratio, you know, of syrup to water, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, other than that, there's nothing special that we do or anything different, you know. A lot of times, there's no rhyme or reason other than just like, you know, the fresh out of the, I don't even say fresh out of the thing, but, you know, it's just.
It's the way it's mixed.
It's the way it's mixed at the time of consumption, where it's not sitting in a bottle, is the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a big soda fan myself, but at the end of the day, I do feel like it's better fresh out of, you know, fountain machine.
Yeah.
But, you know, it doesn't travel as well. Like for takeout, they're not as good to use. It's, you know, bottles so much easier for takeout.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So, which is one thing we don't have, which sometimes, you know, I've kind of pondered that off and on over the years. I mean, because there's a handful of times where I feel like, oh, it'd been nice to have bottle options for somebody to just grab and go or an add it to takeouts. But one, we just don't have the space, the refrigerator.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, it's just, you know, you know, I'm always, you know, struggling for more refrigerator space for stuff. But it would be nice to offer stuff. And you know, we're actually talking with our, you know, soda vendor right now on just maybe changing some things up and redoing some things. Whether we do or don't, I don't know. We'll find out.
Well, don't change your root beer.
No, we wouldn't. We're not. Yeah, we're actually looking at to add some other options than, so we'll see. Yeah, but you never know. It's, you know, it's like I tell you guys before, I mean, you're always in a, I'm always in a state of mind of, you know, not being so, just always being willing to change and tweak things and improve, you know. I don't like to get stale.
But there's a big difference between tweaking and changing.
Yeah, you're right.
Or adding or subtracting. Yes, am I not right?
Yeah, you're right. Because another thing that always goes through my mind is, you know, what menu items are worth keeping and not worth keeping. And, you know, it's just, even if it's that one thing that maybe one person gets once a week that nobody else gets, you know, and if you take that off the menu, you think, you know, how much will that impact? You know, it's like one of those things.
Yeah, like take Sloppy Joe omelet, for example.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things. It's just, it's always a, like, not a struggle, but it's just always a back and forth, like, going through my head, you know, is it worth keeping or do you not keep it? And a lot of it has to do with just, sometimes it has to do with flow of, you know, making the item, whatever it is, you know, and just, it's just, and storage. Like I always talk about, you know, one thing I always look at the things that are, if there's one item we have on our menu, or one ingredient we have in the restaurant that is for one item on our menu and one and only one. That's the kind of stuff I think, you know, is it really worth buying, storing, inventorying, you know, doing inventory and ordering this thing for one item on our menu? And it's like, that's the kind of stuff you start to think about. But anyway, it's always just thinking.
Well, you've taken two big leaps of recent times. The first was waffles.
Yeah, that was pretty big.
That's turned out to be a pretty good success,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, that's been a big... But see, I mean, that's one of those things, like, with the waffle, then along comes the fresh strawberries that now I have to order now, and the fresh blueberries, and the...
And chocolate chips.
Chocolate chips. But we always had the chocolate chips for pancakes.
You stole my thunder.
For the pancakes, and with chocolate chips for French toast when it's mistaken.
I was going to say, how you fix for chocolate chips these days?
So, but, you know, with every one thing you add or tweak, you know, almost all, it affects a lot of other stuff.
Right.
So now, you know, now I have extra, I need extra storage for the strawberries, the blueberries. We get extra bananas. And I mean, it's just, and like whipped cream, like all of a sudden, you know, we used to get a certain amount of whipped cream, but once we did the waffles, it's like, why are we going through so much whipped cream all of a sudden? You know, it's like, I mean, you know, everything affects everything.
Yeah.
And you know, so it's just all tied together. So
now, another one that you just added is roast beef. That
yes.
has to be going well for
That
you.
Actually has been going very well. And I felt really bad because my father-in-law came in yesterday, because he came in last week for roast beef and he loved it. And he came in yesterday and I felt so bad because I said to my wife, I said, Jen, tell your dad I don't have the roast beef. It's not ready. It's like, it was like, I just don't have it. We just sold out. I had another one in the oven and it wasn't ready yet. So I felt bad.
Oh.
I felt bad he came in for roast beef because he loved it. And he likes that. He loves that old school. Yeah. He likes that old, you know, just old, good old fashioned meat and potatoes kind of guy.
Meat and potatoes guy, yeah.
And he said he came in a week before, and he's like, that's some of the best roast beef I ever had. And
guaranteed.
Yeah, and he came in yesterday, and I thought, oh, as soon as I saw him, I thought, I know he's here for roast beef. And I just didn't have it ready yet.
See, now you're tempting me, because we're going to be in there the first Tuesday in June, Tuesday, mm-hmm. which is actually the 2nd?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
the 2nd.
June
31st is Sunday.
We'll be in there June 2nd, and I'm thinking, boy, roast beef sounds really good. I can eat food any time of day. Mm-hmm. There's no rule.
Oh, that's how I am, yeah.
You know, I can eat breakfast for supper. I love bacon and eggs for supper.
Yeah.
I do. And I might try the roast beef.
Oh, it's excellent.
Keep that in mind.
Give it a shot. Well, we've had it.
Have we?
I think I did bring it in.
He brought us that, like, when he introduced it. And on the menu.
I don't think I was here that Friday.
So much for making an impression with Rich.
Yeah, I guess.
No, I'm sorry. I don't think I've had the roast beef.
I may have been out. You may have
been. I may have been out on that Friday.
You might have been.
I would remember that.
I don't think you were.
Well, I do. I know when I'm here.
Do you
let's
now?
Go to the
With that, let's go to the phone.
Let's go to the phone. I'm here. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Hey, just real quick, I wanted to thank George again. We were coming out of a business last night. My wife and one of our grandkids and George and I think his family, my grandson dropped something that went under the car. George, I'll be honest, I'm thinking, leave it. I'm just driving away. But his son dropped down quickly, gathered it up and got it for us, and we were on our way and everybody was happy. But I appreciate his kindness.
Oh, absolutely. I remember that. I appreciate that and thank you so much. That was no problem at all.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Oh, before you go, Dwayne. Dwayne had texted in the other day. He had a request for an impersonation that you do, Rich. He loves your Bela Lugosi voice, and he wanted you to say Halloween Del Grosso's in your Bela Lugosi voice.
You mean like talk like Bela Lugosi and Halloween Del Grosso's? Renfield, come over here and get the flies off the door.
Rich, you're a man of many talents.
And this isn't one of them.
You guys have a nice weekend.
You too.
Thanks again for all your help. And you know what I'm talking about.
See you guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Dwayne was a big help to me recently. I mean, a very big help to me. And I can't thank him enough.
There you go.
That's a friend from high school.
Got you.
That's the friends that last.
Got you through that minefield,
didn't he? He really did.
Because it is a minefield.
Got me through a minefield. Yeah. He did, and turned out not to be as stressful as I made it to be.
Well, that's
good. Which we all do from
time. We always make it worse in our head than it's going to be.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're talking about your inventory and your food and stuff and the truckload of chocolate chips now that you have in the building.
Yeah.
I will not be ordering those the next time. Do you have enough chocolate shakes, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We talked about the creamsicle milk.
Yeah.
Well, I talked to our, because they deliver to us on Friday. I talked to them this morning, and he's like, I don't think we have it out quite yet.
I think Mel said it would be June.
Okay, yeah. So June, I asked him. So. I told him
remember, June is dairy month.
That's
right. There you go. We'll have to set those shakes aside for that month.
And those creamsicle shakes.
I
told him to make sure he lets me know when they have it. And when they have it, I'll get it. And when I get it, I'll make you that shake.
As long as I can find room
in the freezer for the...
Yeah, right next to the chocolate chips.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to let that one go because that was just a funny transition about that day. And Kimmy just looked so astonished when I said, where's my shake? You didn't order a shake. I said, well, I didn't order these chocolate chips either.
But I got those.
Oh, but it was funny. But you talk about your inventory, and Has it ever, like, brought to your attention, like, hey, George, we're running out of something or we have too much of this? I mean, it's tough keeping up because your inventory moves so fast.
It is. It's really, really, really hard. And, you know, I mean, I do. We have lists. You know, I have a list. Obviously, I have a list of whatever vendor we use for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, I mean, everything I order is such in such a way that I don't ever order things when we're out. I mean, you have an I have a stock pile that you keep. But there's times either I miss it or something, I don't know, whatever, something happens where I either maybe miss it or look over it. And a lot of, like, most of the time, like, somebody will tell me, like, hey, this is the last such and such. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, I'm, like, ahead of them. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm aware of that. And, it happens. And, you know, I used to really, really stress about, all right, hold on, I got to run to the store, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I would do that.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, you know what, just we're out for an hour.
That's it.
I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, I can't, you get to the point, it's just like you can only do so much. And, I mean, there are times if we're not busy and they're saying, hey, we're, like, sometimes bananas. I talked to you guys about bananas, like, not too long ago. And I know for a fact we used to do, like, 1 or 2 bunches a week. Now we do, like, 8 to 10 bunches a week. Between the waffles and the pancakes and the fresh fruit bowls that we do. So that's the kind of thing I say, hold on, I'll run to the store and I'll get some bananas because, you know.
There you go, yeah, that's easy to get.
Yeah, because sometimes the other thing you got to worry about because of our online ordering, sometimes it's easier for me because then I stress about if we're out of it, somebody might order it, we don't have it, and then so then I'll just run to the store.
All right, we've got a couple of calls. Let's go to them. Good morning, caller. You're on with George.
Good morning.
Morning.
George, this is Terry Feigert. I'm going to ask you a couple questions I've asked you in the past, see if you remember.
Okay.
Number one, when are you installing the heat lamps? And number two, when are you going to put on a steak cooking clinic?
Oh.
Boy, that would go over well.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the heat lamps are, yeah.
I imagine that's tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember what you said to me whenever I asked you? Of course, I was kidding the first time, too.
Right. I don't remember. I remember vaguely, but I don't remember exactly.
Yeah, you said if the food isn't hot when it hits the table, somebody's getting fired.
Yeah. We don't need no stinking heat lamps.
You said that too. I remember. Yeah. I was kidding about that because I've done a lot of refrigeration and kitchen service around the area for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I have restaurants that when their heat lamps go down, they go nuts. They're on the phone. You got to get in here right away. Customers are complaining. The food's being delivered cold.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, but, Terry.
In all seriousness, now I'm always at my day job, and I never get to call in.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to call in and say what a great job you do running that place.
Thank you.
It's always clean. The food's always great.
Absolutely.
If you haven't been in there for a breakfast steak,
oh my,
I so enjoy doing the steaks. I really, really do, and you know that's.
Yeah, so, I mean, if people weren't coming, if there's people that haven't been in there yet, they don't know what they're missing.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate that, Terry.
Oh, you're welcome. You deserve it.
Oh, thanks so
All
much,
right, Terry. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yep. You guys have a good weekend.
Hey, you too.
By the way, speaking of steaks, someone's really hot for steak and date night. A couple of people have now asked about
when's
the next one.
Oh, I've had almost every day there's at least one person that asks me. And we've been talking internally to try to figure out and work on a day. We kind of had a day in mind, but things got, I don't know, because of scheduling and what's going on in the area. For the weekend, I don't know. It's we're still pondering and working on a date.
See what you started?
I know. I get it almost at least once a day. Almost once a day.
Well,
it's
that's
unbelievable.
A great thing. All right, we've got another call. Hello, good morning.
Morning, guys. Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey,
Kevin. Hey, I have a question. Well, one of the questions I texted in was about the steak and date night.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one was on your roast beef sandwich. Is that any served at lunchtime, or
you can get it all the time as long as we have it. Like I said earlier, how it wasn't out of the oven yet. We didn't have it done, but pretty much any time, any day, other than sometimes the fryer. If you want, it's an open roast beef. It comes with a potato, so we always have the mash available for the most part, except for sometimes like 7 or 8 in the morning. Real early, mashed potatoes might not be available, but. You can always get the roast beef sandwich. You can always get it with home fries and mashed potatoes mostly all the time, and then French fries once we turn the fryer on at 10 o'clock. But mm-hmm. it's always available for the most part, yeah. Even weekends. You can get it on weekends as well.
There you go.
All right, okay. Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, when you do that, check with George's father-in-law to see if they have roast beef.
Yeah. and the other thing is, and we do use a different gravy, too, for that, Kevin. Mm-hmm. It's a different roast beef gravy than our brown gravy that we use for our meatloaf
there
and other
stuff.
There you go.
So yeah.
It's very, very good, and the gravy's excellent.
All right. Thanks again. All right.
All right, buddy.
Have a
thank
good
you.
Memorial Day.
Yep.
George, what do we have?
Oh, today we brought grilled cheese sandwiches.
No, the bowl.
And, grilled cheese sandwiches, and we got the broccoli cheddar soup.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. What a meal.
That you were pushing for.
Yeah. Okay? Excellent. Thank you.
How many am I pulling out of the bowl today?
Three.
Okay. So there's a one.
And the two.
And the three.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, George.
All right. George has the three contestants for the Kepner's Grandview Meets Grand Slam. We'll be getting those on the air before 8 o'clock. So, George, our time is always fast, furious, and delicious.
Yeah. Yes. One last thing. I'm going to make a request now so you can plan ahead. I think I'm going to go for the roast beef when we're there the next Tuesday. Could you have some mashed potatoes?
I'll make sure we have them. Okay. I know we'll have them, but we'll make sure we have them.
Okay.
All right.
All right,
we'll definitely have them by the time you guys are
George,
off the
I'll tell you what. Reach in there and pick a couple more.
Okay.
George is getting extra duty this weekend.
Yeah.
We'll have to make
overtime.
Note of that.
Overtime.
Don't pull something.
Yeah, overtime. My goodness. I didn't warm up for this lengthy of a workout.
Oh, well, you made it.
Two more and that's it?
That's it.
Okay.
Okay, I think we're good now.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
All right, guys. Hey, have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks
and a good
for
Memorial
the,
Day, which we are
you
closed.
Too. You're closed Monday.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
All right, AccuWeather says for today, cloudy, cool, periods of rain this afternoon in 56, rain in 46 tonight. Cold tomorrow, 49, and, that's just the way it goes. 70, by the way, Sunday, 71 Monday, 69 on Tuesday, 50 and cloudy, 734 WRTA mornings.
RL Insulation Company in Hopewell says, if you're healthy, be a silent hero and give the gift of life. Please, donate blood soon. A message from RL Insulation Company in Hopewell. For many years, they've been the go-to professionals serving area businesses and industrial properties as the premier name in commercial insulation work. They employ the latest technology, and they can help your company save money and energy all season. Call their staff at 814-766-2506. RL Insulation Company, a proud sponsor of the Area Blood Drive.
All right, everybody cares about health, wellness, fitness, nutrition, and so many of us are guessing our way through our health, guessing what foods to eat, what supplements to take, wondering why some things make us feel better than others. Now, that's where Viome comes in. It's a simple, at-home gut health test that uses advanced RNA technology. It analyzes your gut microbiome to understand how your body is truly functioning in this moment. And from there, Viome then creates a personalized food and supplement plan designed specifically for your body. Right, Linda? You've been doing this.
I have been doing it, and the test is easy. It's got great steps. It walks you right through. It's easy to do. You can send it right in.
Take the guesswork out of it. Get real data. Go to Viome/Hannity. Viome.com/Hannity today. And when you follow their plan, you can expect better digestion, more energy, improved mood. Stop guessing. Start knowing.
This is the 2-Minute Timeout with Joe Shuda on WRTA.
Welcome to Best Way Pizza. Can I take your order, please?
We dare, we dare, we dare, dare to be square.
Thank you. Please pull around.
Whether it's before the game or after the game, make a stop at Best Way Pizza in Hollidaysburg. You'll get it fast and get it fresh. Ask for the 3-cut special, the 10-cut special, or any of your favorite subs or salads. If you're feeding a crowd, you'll need the 28-cut party pizza. Satisfy your hunger at Best Way Pizza in Hollidaysburg.
Best Way Pizza.
After graduating from West Point and serving in the Army, Kevin Keating became an autograph dealer and collector. He recalls as a kid asking now Hall of Famer Rod Carew for an autograph when Carew played for the Twins.
When I hand the ball to Carew, he doesn't take it. You know, he's got a toothpick out of his mouth and sunglasses on an overcast day and never looks down at me. He simply says, "Son, why don't you take a long walk off a short pier?" Well, I don't know what that means. I'm 11 years old. I've never heard that expression. It makes no sense to me. So I just say, "Sure, Mr. Carew, would you please sign my ball?" And I must have asked three or four times. He never said another word. My dad overheard Carew say something. He didn't know what it was. So he said, "What did Rod Carew say to you, son?" I'm like, "Well, he didn't sign my ball, and this is what he said." So my dad gets steamed. He writes a long letter to the Minnesota Twins complaining about Rod Carew. And we get a two-page letter back from the Minnesota Twins PR director explaining that, you know, Rod's been injured. He's had a rough year, blah, blah, blah. But the ironic twist of the story was, you know, I've met Rod Carew at least 30 times after that. And he is the nicest guy. In fact, the next time I met him was a few years later, and I was a little bit older. And he must have spent 30 minutes talking to me, giving me batting tips. He signed like 18 things for me. He offered me tickets to the game. And he's always been that way, except for that very first time. Now, I'm not making excuses for what he said to me. However, I will say that I learned a really valuable lesson, which is sometimes when you approach these players, they're human beings. You don't know what they've just gone through. To them, you're just another person who's disturbing their day and asking them to give you a favor. And it's really unfair to make a presumption about a person's character if they happen not to respond in the way that you want to. Players really don't owe you an autograph as much as you might think that they do. And if they do give you an autograph or they're kind to you, that's a great thing. But if they don't, I wouldn't hold it against them.
That's your 2-minute timeout. I'm Joe Shuda.
Scenic views overlooking Blair County from the WRTA studio, only on WRTA Plus. Now back to WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
News. I'm CJ Papa. President Trump says he's willing to give Iran a couple of days to send its response to the latest U.S. proposal. While in Sweden this morning at a meeting of NATO leaders,
we await word on those conversations that are ongoing. There's been some slight progress. I don't want to exaggerate it, but there's been a little bit of movement, and that's good. The fundamentals remain the same. Iran can never have a nuclear weapon.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio adding,
they're trying to convince Oman, by the way, to join them in this tolling system in an international waterway. There is not a country in the world that should accept that.
NASCAR Nation in mourning after a legendary driver suddenly dies.
Kyle Busch was battling a severe illness before his death, according to his family, but not much more is known.
Fox's Chandley Painter, the 2-time NASCAR Cup Series champ, was known as Rowdy to fans, capturing more than 200 career wins. Kyle Busch was just 41 years old. America's listening to Fox News.
Cloudy and 50 degrees at 740. Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. A partnership of local organizations in Altoona seeking artists to transform 20 boarded up window panels on the historic Gables building in murals ahead of major summer events like the celebration of America's 250th birthday and the arrival of the Big Boy steam engine. Project aims to beautify the site during its transition under the Altoona Blair County Development Corporation, with the artist applications due by June 3rd and a $150 stipend offered to select participants. To apply, go to artsaltoona.org. Local police officers and Special Olympics athletes braved cold rain yesterday to carry the flame of hope through Altoona, completing a segment of the 150-mile law enforcement torch run designed to raise awareness for the upcoming Special Olympics Summer Games. Now in its 15th year, the 3-day, 53-leg statewide event brought together 300-plus officers to promote inclusion and support athletes ahead of the competition at Penn State University that will be held from June 4th through the 6th. Police have arrested a 21-year-old man in connection with a drive-by shooting in the Moxham neighborhood. While the search continues for a second suspect, Tamir Branham is currently in custody following shots fired on Tuesday along Highland Avenue. Law enforcement officials are still actively searching for 20-year-old Michaela Porcher, who remains at large. Investigators noted that a white 2-door BMW matching the description of the vehicle seen at the crime is registered to Porcher. As investigators pursue her, county officials urge residents
to remain vigilant about your surroundings. The rape and sexual assault trial for former Penn State football players Jamal Lyons and Kavion Keys is now scheduled to begin June 1st in Center County Court after a new order from Judge Brian Marshall was issued. The two were scheduled for trial back in March. The judge denied a request to sever the two cases, meaning both will stand trial together following a 2024 incident involving a 17-year-old girl. Both Lyons and Keys were dismissed from the Penn State football team after charges were filed. U.S. Postal Service is asking Pennsylvania residents to maintain their mailboxes. This week is National Mailbox Improvement Week, and officials encourage residents to address any mailbox deficiencies or obstructions to make deliveries more efficient. Postal Service says properly maintained mailboxes help ensure parcels and packages aren't lost, damaged, or even stolen. Residents should replace loose hinges on mailbox doors, add house numbers, and ensure that mailbox posts are sturdy. 7:42, here is the Friday sports.
Well, the Pirates get out of St. Louis with a 2-out-of-3 record there. They won 6-2 yesterday. Brandon Lau, number 13, he's the team leader. And Braxton Ashcraft looked Cy Young-y yesterday. 7 strong innings. He yielded 2 runs, 9 strikeouts. And the Bucks go to Toronto, 7:07 tonight. On 96.1 Hank FM, when Bubba Chandler's on the mound, a wild come-from-behind effort last night at PNG Field. John Moses, take it away.
With the Altoona Curve Report, this is John Moses. The Curve rallied for a 7-6 win in 10 innings. Their first win this season when trailing after 7. Curve trailed 5-2 until they scored 3 times in the 8th inning. Kaner Delgado tied the game with a 2-run double in the 8th. And then after that, placed runner crossed home in the 10th against Alessandro Ercolani. The Curve rallied right back in the bottom half of the 10th. Javier Rivas tied the game with an RBI single. And then with the bases loaded, two scores and drew a walk to bring home the winning run in the 7-6 win over Erie. Series continues Friday night here in Curve, PA. Right-hander Peyton Stumbo slated to take the ball for Altoona. First pitch slated for 6 o'clock. With the Altoona Curve Report, this is John Moses.
And that'll be right here on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA. Stillers back in Latrobe for the 59th time this summer. Camp begins July 29th. The entire team by the 28th. You have to be there if you happen to be, on the team. Just thought I'd let you know. LA Rams make Matthew Stafford even richer. 1 year on his contract, that's an extension, that is. And it's worth $55 million. Stafford will be with the Rams through 2027. Chicago Bears could be a thing of the past. This can't happen. The team has announced they're actively seeking to build a new stadium in either suburban Illinois or in Hammond, Indiana. Bears officials have said repeatedly they've tried to work out a deal with the city of Chicago, no land available to build on. So, the Hammond Bears? I don't think so. What will 11 days off get you? Well, in the NHL, it gets you a really slow start in the Eastern Conference Final as Montreal blitz Carolina, 4 unanswered goals, and it's Montreal with a 6-2 win. Canes got as close as 4-2 in the second. No answer for the Montreal Canadiens speed. Game 2 tomorrow night. Tonight, Game 2 in the Western Conference. Vegas looks to go up 2-0 on the heavily favored Colorado Avalanche. District 6 baseball yesterday, AAA semifinal, Phillipsburg 11, Richland 1. AA semifinals, Bellwood 4, McCourt 3, Mount Union 4, Westmont nothing. Single A semifinal, Claysburg 3, Northern Cambria 1. Softball 5A championship, Mifflin County is singing We Are the Champions. They beat Central Mountain 14-10. 4A championship, Font beating Juniata 5-2. Semifinal in Double A, West Shamokin blanked West Branch 10-0. Single A semis, Juniata Valley 9, Conemaugh Valley 4, and Claysburg 5, Purchase Line 4. Baseball today, 3A semifinal, Tyrone at Bald Eagle, and Single A semifinal, Homer Center will visit Juniata Valley. It's 50 and cloudy at 7:46. It is WRTA Mornings. And
real good news from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7. They were filled with awe and praised God. A great prophet has appeared among us, they said. God has come to help his people. This news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country. John's disciples told him about these things. Calling two of them, he sent them to the Lord to ask, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?" When the men came to Jesus, they said, "John the Baptist sent us to you to ask, 'Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?'" At that very time, Jesus cured many who had diseases, sicknesses, and evil spirits, and gave sight to many who were blind. So he replied to the messengers, "Go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me."
Hi, I'm Troy Campbell, President and CEO of Altoona First Savings Bank. At Altoona First, we believe success starts with relationships, real, local, and lasting. Whether you're a business owner chasing big goals or a family planning for the future, we're here to help you grow, because believing in people is how communities thrive.
Hey guys, Brendan here with Parlor Donuts on Burgoon Road in Altoona. Proud to be the home where layered donuts and coffee meet community. And we believe that when local businesses work together, big things happen. We are incredibly proud to team up with Altoona First Savings Bank, a true supporter of local community. Parlor Donuts and Altoona First, where dreamers grow and Altoona wins. Come see us soon at Parlor Donuts and keep your eye out for the new donut wagon headed your way.
As a community bank, we move fast, make decisions locally, and act as a true partner in your journey. Your dreams matter to us, and we're ready to help you turn them into reality. Experience the power of local. Bank better, bank local, bank Altoona First. Yeah,
Equal Housing Lender and member FDIC.
Join me, the X-Man, on Saturday, May 23rd at Point Stadium in Johnstown for a live-on-location broadcast. It is the Highmark Walk for a Healthy Community. You can register for the walk today at healthycommunity.org. 100% of all money raised goes directly to local nonprofit organizations of your choice. So step up and let's get walking. And join me Saturday, May 23rd at Point Stadium in Johnstown for a live-on-location broadcast from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Mix 94.7.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The S&P is on track to close higher this week. That would be the eighth straight week of gains. Crude oil prices have been looking for direction as investors follow developments in the Iran conflict. Brent crude at $105 a barrel, West Texas Intermediate at $98. There's another sign shoppers are looking for bargains as they deal with higher gas prices. Ross Stores reported a higher profit and sales for the recent quarter. Sales rose 17%, helped by tax refunds and an improved in-store experience. Spanish beauty group Puig and Estee Lauder have terminated their merger talks. Puig owns Carolina Herrera, Nina Ricci, and many other brands. The deal would have expanded Estee Lauder's fragrance business, but analysts questioned whether it was a good fit. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
My doctor said I could use something called a biosimilar. Then she told me what it is.
A biosimilar is a type of biologic medication. Just like brand name drugs have generic versions, original biologics can have biosimilars.
So I asked what the benefits are and if they work the same.
Biosimilars have the same safety, effectiveness, and quality as the original biologic. They also offer more medication options at potentially more competitive prices.
My doctor said I could learn more at fda.gov/biosimilars.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today will be cloudy and cool with periods of rain in the afternoon, reaching a high of 56. Tonight, expect rain with a low of 46. Tomorrow will be breezy and colder with rain, making for a raw and dreary start to the holiday weekend. Travel conditions may be poor with ponding on roads, and the high temperature will be 49. Sunday will be cloudy and warmer with a couple of showers, reaching a high of 70. Monday will be cloudy with a chance of a couple of showers and a high of 71. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
All right, it is 7:50.
And it's time to take our hat off to a hero. Someone that puts their life on the line for us each and every day. In this case, from the Altoona Fire Department, Firefighter Michael McAndrew, thank you for what you do, putting your life on the line for us. And our hats off to heroes, brought to you by Brumbaugh Fireworks, Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, Brent Kogan Electrical Services, Neely Strange Shop Polish Pottery and more, and 3 Echo Emergency Solutions. Once again, tipping our cap today to Altoona Fire Department Firefighter Michael McAndrew. Thank you, Michael, for what you do.
All righty, and now let's talk about Kepner's for Friday and Saturday, because it's a holiday weekend, but they're normally closed Monday anyway, so they will have their regular days closed of Sunday and Monday. Today on the menu, it's baby back ribs, beef tips and noodles, meatloaf, pepper steak and rice, fish dinner, and for today, it's barbecue bacon chicken tender sandwich.
That's a Maddie creation.
You can tell he's back. Bacon barbecue or barbecue bacon chicken tender sandwich is the sandwich today at Kepner's Grandview Meats, along with whole and half subs, along with smash burgers, and along with steak subs and the sausage and pepper sandwich. Tomorrow's fare on Saturday, spaghetti and meatballs, pot pie, chicken and noodle. And the potluck for tomorrow is beef meat pie. Look for Chris's cakes and the cream pies in the back of the store. Monday, Dave and Howard will be here. I will not, but Mel's going to take a long hiatus because he had back-to-back weeks. He has to rest up.
Actually, we're not here on Monday as far as the show goes. We're here for the parade on the train.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, see, I'm all confused now.
It's okay.
I'm all confused. All right, so they're open today, 8:30 to 5. They're open tomorrow, 8 to 3. If you want to place one of those orders in reserve, 814-943-6328. You can stop by at Pleasant Valley Boulevard and 16th Street. Plenty of parking. And you can go in and give your order for any one of those entrees. Also, you can pick out your grilling fixtures, your meat, your chicken, your bacon. People grill veggies. They grill corn on the cob. They don't have veggies or corn on the cob, but they've got lots of meat for your barbecue.
Yeah, you
got
to have meat with that.
And if you're having a first communion or a graduation party this spring, check out Kepner's Grandview Meats Catering. They can do it up right for you. They'll go over the menu and see what you have and what you like and how many people you have, and they'll do a very, very nice catering job for you. Again, they're open 8:30 to 5 today and 8 to 3 tomorrow. 814-943-6328. Now let's go to the contestants for the continuation of the series with the Curve and Erie. George picked these out with his own two working hands. Terry Durbin, you are the contestant for tonight's game, Terry. Tomorrow it's Sonia Vaneda. All right, Sonia, you are the contestant for Saturday. And Sunday, Bill Walker. Bill Walker, you are the contestant for Sunday. So there you go. Now, if a Curve hit a grand slam home run in any or all of three of those games, anyone who is the contestant for each game will win a $100 gift card from Kepner's. We had three bases-loaded situations last night, and we just didn't get the home run. But we came back and won the game. That is paramount. And we're trying for that grand slam, and we've had many opportunities in the last couple of homestands. But anyway, Terry Durbin tonight, Sonia Vaneda tomorrow, and Bill Walker Sunday. You are the next three. And then the Curve will be away for 2 weeks, so we'll give it a little bit of a rest. All that from our friends at
Kepner's Grandview Meats. AccuWeather, cloudy, cool, periods of rain this afternoon, 56, rain in 46 tonight, breezy and colder tomorrow, 49 with some rain. Then on Sunday, hey, things warm up. Couple of showers, but 70. 71 on Memorial Day with a couple of showers. And on Tuesday, clouds followed by a brightening sky, 69. 50 and cloudy, 7:55 WRTA mornings.
Energy decisions affect your rates and tax dollars every day. That's why Energy Matters, Let's Talk, brings you trusted energy information impacting Center, Blair, and counties across Pennsylvania. Join us every second Thursday of the month for conversations that affect you and your communities. Energy Matters, Let's Talk, because we're talking about what affects you the most. Sponsored by the Conservative Energy Network of Pennsylvania and Land and Liberty Coalition of Pennsylvania.
It's spring. And time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies? Oops. It's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
WRTA Community Events.
The Lakemont Lions Club Chicken Barbecue is Saturday, May 30th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or until sold out. It's takeout only. Cost is $12 for a large half chicken, baked beans, applesauce, and a roll. It's at Greenwood Lions Park, corner of East Walton Avenue and Greenwood Road. Advance tickets are available from any Lakemont Lions Club member or by calling 814-232-5944.
Check out WRTA Plus for more exclusive behind-the-scenes content. Now, back to WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
All right, we've had a caller waiting a long time. Go ahead, caller. You got about a minute.
Hi, my name's Brett, man. How are you guys?
Okay, good, Brett. Good.
What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know that I was in Florida for 3 years, and I finally came back last year. I don't know why, but born and raised here. But I missed your show so much, so there was no other WRTA down in Tavares, Florida, so I was bummed out.
Wow.
But when I came back, I just wanted to know, I came back and I wanted to start my own business. I'm doing a thing called Brett's Rides. You need a ride, I'm your guy, and your car rides behind. I'd love to talk to you guys about that someday.
Okay.
All right.
Well, and we'll try to get Rich Dennis hooked up with you, too, okay?
Yeah, I haven't seen Rich in a long time. He knows who I am.
Well, then he's the guy to go to, and he's in the building every day.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Good Memorial Day weekend, and I love your show.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for checking in. That's great. See that?
Yeah.
We drumming up business.
Yeah. All right. That is going to do it, and it is the Memorial Day weekend that is upon us. If you have a chance to go to a parade, most of the parades have some kind of service afterward, which really brings the whole meaning of Memorial Day into focus.
It does, and remember the word Memorial Day. You remember family, remember relatives, and you remember those who have gone before us and fought for our country.
All right. Celebrate Memorial Day and remember those that made things the way they are for us today.
And it's the official, unofficial start of summer.
Yeah, so they say. All right, it's going to do it for today. We'll be back together on Tuesday. Go ahead.
Tuesday.
Thank you. All right, see you then. See you, bye.
That's the end.